It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
Now, normally this would be the weekend for the NFL draft. Yeah, so got a little twist this weekend. You know, last weekend it was all about NBA playoffs, and once again it's all about NBA playoffs. And you guys are welcome to add something to it if you like, as far as what else to watch for. But I'll give you a rundown real quick of the weekend. Tonight we have Toronto at Brooklyn, series tied at 1. That's going to be 6 o'clock on ESPN2. And then Chicago at Washington. Washington's up 2-0. They go home. That's going to be on ESPN at 7. And followed by that will be Houston at Portland. And Portland also is going home. And they're up 2-0. And both those games on ESPN.
Joe, I'm with you. When you talk about these teams, like let's say the Bulls are 2-0. And the Trailblazers, the Wizards, I'm sorry. The Wizards and Trailblazers both are coming back home with a 2-0 lead. What do you want to see? I mean, they're going back home with a chance to close it out. Which team do you think has the better chance as far as the Wizards or the Trailblazers?
Matt, I think it's hard to close out, even though both these teams went on the road and had some hard-fought games. But they are playing against competition that's close. And I would expect both the road teams, the Bulls and the Rockets, to get at least one game to extend that series and go back home and just extend it out. Not that they come back and win the series, but I would expect them to get one on the road and take it back home.
I'm with you with that. And one more quick about the NBA playoffs, Joe. Saturday, Spurs-Mavericks 1-1. I don't know if a lot of people saw that early on, but then again Joe, the Pacers down 1-2 going to Atlanta. Those two matchups there, what do you want to see there?
Okay, and let me give you real quick the times and everything on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Hawks and Pacers is at 1 o'clock on TNT, and that's going to be followed by the Spurs and Mavs at 3:30 on TNT. But same type of deal where you would expect the road team, now that they have a little bit of an edge, they've taken back home court. You want them to at least get a game at home. Both teams would love to get two games at home. The Hawks have already gotten their one. They would love to get a second game at home, go back to Indiana with a little bit of an edge. But Dallas, same thing. They would love to get two games so they can go back to San Antonio with a series lead. But they're going to be pressed to get a win. At least, you know, get a win and or get two wins at the most. So you want them to get one win and be able to extend the series as well.
Yeah, because, you know, the Wizards play tonight with the Trailblazers tonight, but then both of them play Sunday. We won't have another show. That's why I was wondering if you think the Wizards or Trailblazers, this could be wrapped up by the time we do our show Monday.
I think when we come back on Monday, both those series will be extended. And finishing up on Saturday, you got the Heat Bobcats at 6 o'clock on ESPN. That's going to be followed by OKC and Memphis at 8:30 on ESPN. And then real quick, Sunday, like we just talked about, the Game 4s, the Bulls and Wizards, 12 on ABC. And then followed by that at 2:30, it's going to be the Clippers and the Warriors on ABC. Later that night, TNT, you have the Raptors and the Nets, 6 o'clock, followed by Houston, Portland, 8:30 on TNT.